Hello, my imaginary friends. I can't believe what I've just heard. I've just listened to A Boo by Sassy Cat. Sassy Cat is somebody that I think is a great podcaster and audio booer, a very thoughtful person, an amazing person who's achieved a lot in her life. But I can't believe the boo I've just heard from her about her gun. She rather fetishistically played with the gun, make lots of clicking noises on the audio boo. And I honestly thought, you know, this is going to be amazing. She's going to tell us how much she loves her gun, and then she's going to tell us how so sickened she was by what happened in Orlando that she's now going to hand her gun in at the nearest available gun amnesty. She didn't do it. She made excuses. She said it's all about a list. She said that she blamed it on the list. She said that this guy who's done this thing was on the list and then taken off the list, and that's why he killed 50 people. I don't know the exact numbers. Exactly 50, but just for the sake of argument, I'll use the number 50. No, even if he was still on the list, are we 100% certain that he would have been prevented from committing this atrocity? I very much doubt it. I think he probably would have still been able to do it, even if he'd been on the list. The only way to avoid things like this is not to worry about a list. The way to avoid it is to get rid of all these guns everywhere in the States. It's absolutely unconscionable. And I applaud Sassy Cat for asking people to think behind, you know, think about it and think about the different arguments and think beyond the obvious. But she's not thinking beyond the obvious, because it's not a list that kills people, it's guns wielded by stupid people. Piece of paper doesn't protect you from that. There are plenty of other countries in the world where guns are not held by Joe Public, and there's far fewer atrocities occurring. If you want people to think about that. These empty words about, you know, how my heart goes out to the people that have, the families of the people that have survived this, and I bet you would not feel the same way if one of your children or one of your grandchildren or one of your close relatives had been one of the victims of this atrocity. A parting shot. Oh, well, how recently have you told these people that you love them? As if that is an acceptable way to live as a human being, to think, oh, I better just tell all the people I love that I love them, in case one of them is mown down by a gun-wielding murderer today. Is that really what humanity has come to? Utterly, utterly appalling. I can't believe that one of our audiobook community can feel this way. And I can't. I can't listen. Can't listen to it anymore. Makes me sick. Fifty people lost their lives. It's not a pissing competition. Oh, was this the worst massacre? Who's to say that this is a worse massacre than the one that was before? that's, it's not about who's got the biggest massacre. It's not a pissing competition. It's not about who's got the biggest gun. It's just, don't have guns in the public. It's ridiculous. Absolutely, the proof is there in front of you. Look at how many atrocities have occurred in other countries that don't have the right to bear arms, or whatever you people call it. I'm appalled. I'm utterly, utterly appalled, shocked, and no, no, Sassy Cat, no.